Hello.
Hello. We are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
With what, sir?
Yeah, let me ask
when
thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very dissatisfied.
Thank you so much. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say it is each of these issues is to you using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you? And, well, the first one is inflation and the cost of living.
I would give that a 9.
A 9. Thank you. And what about criminal justice reform?
About an 8.
An 8. Thank you. And voting rights?
Voting rights, I'd give about a 9.
A 9. Thanks. And democracy?
I'd give about a 7.
7. Thank you. Reproductive freedom?
A reproductive with freedom?
Yeah.
I'd give about a 10, yes.
A 10. Thank you so much. And immigration?
Immigration, I'd give about a 5.
A 5. Thank you. And jobs and wages?
About a 9.
Thank you. K to 12 education?
I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, K-12 education.
Oh, education, I'd give about a 10.
A 10, thank you so much. And what about crime and violence?
Crime and violence, well, the way that everything's going today with crime and violence, I'd give about a 5. It's not going so good.
A 5, thank you. And racism and discrimination?
I'd give about a 6.
6, thank you. Abortion rights?
Birthing rights?
Abortion rights?
Oh, I'd give about an 8.
An 8, thank you. Healthcare?
Healthcare, I'd give about a 5.
Thank you. Climate change?
I'd give about a 10.
A 10. And student loan debt?
Student loan debt, I think they should pay their own loans. I'd give about a 4.
A 4. Okay, thank you so much. And, well, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
10, thank you. And what is your race? Is it white or Caucasian, black or African American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
It's white Caucasian.
Caucasian. Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote? Or, like many people,
yes.
Are you not registered?
Yes, I am registered.
Thank you.
I should be registered.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1958.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have an associate's degree.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
A 9.
Thank you so much. And, well, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. And, well, the first one is Raphael Warnock.
I've never heard of him, sir.
Thank you. J.D. Vance?
J.D. Vance? Never heard of them.
Andrea Deacons?
A 6.
6, thank you. And John Ossoff?
I never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. Brad Raffensperger?
A 5,
thank you. Tim Walls?
Never heard of him.
Brian Kemp?
See, I never heard of a lot of these people, sir, because I really don't get involved in politics too much.
Okay, that's good. Thank you so much for your answers as well. And now, before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 45% of this survey, and I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein?
I'm going to vote for Donald Trump.
For Trump. Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Republican candidate.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump,
I voted for Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. And well, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
I think it got worse.
Worse. Thank you for that. And well, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
I'd say a moderate difference.
Thank you. And, well, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should happen by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly didn't prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. And the first one is COVID-19 recovery.
Oh, COVID-19 recovery, I'd say about a 4.
A 4, thank you. And what about Black voters?
I'd say about a 7.
Thank you. Vice President Harris?
I'd say about a 4.
for, thank you, Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
I'd say about a four.
Thank you. Your local mayor?
Oh, my local mayor? I'd say about a seven.
Seven. Thank you. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
I'd say about a six.
And six. Thank you so much. And now, before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 81% of this survey. And again, I really thank you so much for your help. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you're not sure, and 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. And the first one says, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. After hear this, how much motivates you to vote after hearing this statement from 0 to 10?
Nine.
Thank you. And the next one says, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit report for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. How much motivates you to vote from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. And the next one says, because we demanded funds for HBCUs, EUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically Black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $270 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. How much motivates you to vote from 0 to 10?
5.
5, thank you. And, the next one says, Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. How much motivates you this to vote from 0 to 10?
7.
7, thank you. And the last one for this, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and clock and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. How much motivates you to vote from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you so much, and well, thank you for your responses so far. I am now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. This answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
A 10.
Thank you so much. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power do you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
A 9.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, How likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
A 10.
Thank you so much. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
I'm straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm single.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm a Republican.
And do you consider yourself a strong or a not strong Republican?
I'd say strong.
Strong. Thank you so much for that. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, or student?
I'm retired.
Thank you so much. And this is the last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
It was about $13,000.
Okay, thank you so much. And well, in that way, we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And well, hope you have a wonderful day.
And you the same. Thank you so much. Bye now.
Thank you so much to you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.